Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Troy.
And my name is Cade.
And we are here again. You thought we were done, didn't you? All you out there thought we were done talking about the Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, but we're back.
Oh, we're back.
You think we brought back a podcast from extinction?
From extinction.
To talk about Zack Snyder's Justice League just once?
Just for one episode?
You're wrong, baby.
Get out. Well, you're sort of right.
A little bit.
A little bit.
We're talking about it one more time.
One more time, but not in full. It's just because we realized that there was some stuff that we missed.
Well, not missed, but there's some other stuff that we want to talk about.
Yeah. Either way.
Either way.
Either way. But mainly we're going to be talking about the future of the DC EU, the DC Cinematic Universe. The DCU? DCCU?
What is the actual name? Isn't it like the DC Extended Universe?
It was that. And then I think they changed it to like bloody World of DC or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
That's what it is. Worlds of DC.
Yeah. And now it's all about the multiverse.
Yeah.
The bloody multiverse.
All because like...
it wasn't convoluted enough.
Oh, mate. Exactly. And that was... I feel like that was a purposely placed line in the new Justice League of, you've conquered, like, so many universes.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
But he's still got 50,000 more to go.
Wow.
Before he's back in Darkseid's good books.
Man, what did he do? Like, imagine, like, not only just taking over one world, like, that's hard enough. Yeah. But to do 50,000 universes already.
Yeah.
And then to... Be like,
50,000 more, pal.
Yeah, you know, you're only halfway there.
Because you banged my mum.
Yeah.
Didn't ya?
Maybe he, like, made a really bad pun because, you know, his boss is Darkseid. And it's like, well, why don't you look on the bright side?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, be gone.
No, you know what it was now that you say that. He just kept playing Mr. Brightside by the Killers over and over again.
That's what it was.
And Darkseid's just like, you know what? Fuck this.
And he banished him. He came back and someone called him and his ringtone was it? But like the real shitty version.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't love Mr. Brightside though, by the way?
Haters.
Darkseid. And Darkseid.
Yeah.
Haters and Darkseid. Great song.
A super great song. Now, something that we didn't talk about in the last episode when it came to Justice League was Darkseid, because I feel like if I got into a Darkseid talk, I would have been there forever.
You would have gone down a rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
Of Darkseid.
Because he really is potentially the future of this DC, the world of DC. Let's just call it the DC universe for
the sake of this DCU. Podcast. The DCU.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. So for the DCU, I feel like he is going to be obviously a main villain for this.
If something does go ahead with it. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. Because we'll talk about that sort of going forward, the movies that are slated and the ones that they've got planned, and some have been canned as well. So
Some surprising ones.
And I think that kind of plays into my theories about what's happening with Darkseid and whatnot. But I guess the big question is, what did you think of Darkseid? The first ever Darkseid we've ever gotten on a TV screen, because it didn't happen in Smallville.
Oh, boy. Sure didn't. I thought it was fantastic. I thought they did a really, really good job of the character. He seems very, very menacing.
Mm.
The only thing, and my gripes are like so fucking petty.
Lay him on me.
He didn't
love a petty gripe.
He didn't have that kind of real bluey heavy armor on him that I wanted to see.
Is that because it's Zack Snyder?
Well, could
and
be.
And everything is
grey.
Muted. Yeah, well, unless you're watching Justice is Grey.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to watch that, by the way? Just curious. I know you don't really watch movies much, and this is a four-hour movie. Like, rewatch movies much, and this is a four-hour movie as it
probably
is.
Probably not. I've never seen the allure of colour, of black and white movies.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, I'm not in the 1950s anymore.
Exactly. What is this? Pre-TV color days?
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
I'm a Technicolor boy.
I'm a Technicolor boy. Only Technicolor kids know.
But, yeah, that was one of my, like, biggest gripes is the whole kind of helmet and armor type of thing. And that could be something that they're holding down the track. Because that's kind of like, I guess, battle armor.
Yeah.
So, I totally get, like, well, you wouldn't wear that at home. Would you?
Well, you don't wear your battle armor at home?
Well, look, I do, but that's a different podcast. That's my... I'm not going there.
No, we don't need to go to that.
And this is the petty one. He didn't look rocky enough, like his skin.
Come on, man. He's not the Thing.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. That's kind of what I almost had in my mind is something almost Thing-like, but not the Thing.
The Thing from... You wanted Michael Chiklis Thing... From the Fantastic Four movies from the 2000s.
Yeah, exactly that.
Just that,
and great. And him saying, it's clobbering time.
Oh, God, those movies were bad.
Yeah, they were so terrible. But the character overall, he just seemed also too tall and not wide enough.
Oh, my God.
So
everything about him was wrong, but he liked his attitude. He had a spunky attitude.
You know what? He was a real go-getter. No, those are like my super tiny petty picks on him.
Sure.
But the character was super menacing, had a presence about him that was, you know, obviously a force to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And those Omega beams are just badass.
Yeah. Look, that would be the coolest part of the whole Darkseid thing is when we're actually kind of like... foreseeing the whole sort of fall of Superman and all that sort of stuff and Darkseid taking over the world and killing Wonder Woman and killing Aquaman. And spoilers, by the way, also for Zack Snyder's Justice League if you haven't seen it yet, but you'd be a fool if you haven't. So some of those sequences were really cool. I'm kind of with you a little bit. I think he looked a bit, I don't want to say whack, but it's whack.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's
a little bit.
This is DC's biggest villain, and this is something that's supposed to be the most imposing thing in the world.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is at least he didn't look like he had purple balls on his face.
Hey.
I'm starting to fight, mate.
Oh, mate, get out of here with your Thanos bashing. That was early Thanos, by the way.
Yeah.
They were pink balls by the end of it.
Magenta.
You know what? I'm surprised I have not seen any of. I spend some time on the internet, not like the world's greatest amount of time, and I certainly don't go looking for these sorts of things.
Are you sure? Because you were wearing a shirt earlier that said, I spend more time on the internet than everyone else.
No, my shirt says, I spend more time on the internet than I do on your mum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is fair. But I haven't seen any like comparisons of the Thor Thanos axe shot and the Darkseid Ares axe shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Side by side comparisons. Kind of like a who wore it better.
Yeah, that
sort of thing. You know what I mean? Never seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should make that.
Maybe you should.
I'll go make that meme. If you see it, if anyone else has done it before
sure
I get a chance to do it, it's my idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen like as soon as I saw it on Thing, I'm like, hang on a second, did they steal that from Infinity War? And then I'm like, oh, wouldn't this have been made before Infinity War? And then I'm like, but then he could have like added it in after.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And maybe it's just like it's just a coincidence. But both you bad guys getting chopped in the neck, come on now.
Yeah, that's a little too coincidental for my liking.
Yeah, a little bit too coincidental.
Yeah.
So I don't know who jacked whose idea of like axing their fucking bad guy in the neck, but I liked both.
And then not only that, you know, there was also that scene of Superman where he blocked the axe with his shoulder / neck area.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why don't you just say the line, not impressed?
Yeah. I just, like, I mean, I know we spoke about this a little bit last week, but doesn't that kind of just really show you like how ridiculously overpowered Superman is?
Yeah.
Like this axe that this guy's been swinging around, like threatening to like chop everyone, Wonder Woman, basically threatening to chop Wonder Woman in half. And it's kind of like, nah, doesn't even faze him.
I would have loved to seen him go in there and it actually like injure him like it did Darkseid and him go, oh, fuck.
No, I thought I was stronger than that. Shit.
Jesus Christ, what is that made of? Oh, Mom. Oh, man, Mom. Terrible mistake.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't happen, though.
No.
So, overall, your thoughts on Darkseid are positive, though?
Yeah. I really do want to see more of him. How are we going to get that? I don't really know.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we're here to talk about today is, you know, the future of the DCU.
Yeah. I just want to give quick props to Granny Goodness.
Yeah. Look great.
Look good.
Yeah, look real good.
Dame Judi Dench scrubs up all right.
Not too bad.
I think it was just cool that, you know, like, if we were, like, when are you ever going to get that character
on
a screen?
Exactly.
And you're not now, which we'll talk about in a second. But that's it. Anything else that you wanted to talk about Zack Snyder's Justice League that you didn't get a chance to when we spoke about it, because I think we've covered most of it off now. Did I have a rant about the Icelandic fishing song? I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't, I'll do it again.
I can see the rage building up again.
Because that was wild.
The one thing I do want to touch on, and this was something that Warner Brothers wouldn't let Zack Snyder do, was Martian Manhunter wasn't supposed to be the end scene.
Right.
It was supposed to be a Green Lantern.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And they said no.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Because probably they have other plans on HBO for those characters, which makes me wonder, is that going to be somehow connected to this universe they plan on doing that? Because that's something I'll be really keen on, is like TV shows becoming part of that DCU.
Yeah. Well, it's very gray at the moment, isn't it? Like, it's very hard to understand what is in what earth and who's doing what now and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I guess the first thing we can talk about as far as the future of this going forward goes is the planned movies, the ones that are actually scheduled and coming out and 100% guaranteed. And the first one we'll talk about, it's not the first one in the schedule, but the first one we'll talk about because it works in with this, would be The Batman, Robert Pattinson's The Batman. So now confirmed to be set on Earth DOS.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mexican Earth too.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's a thing that they have confirmed.
That's cool. That means they have a plan, but man,
they don't have a plan.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Usually, like, I was trying to do a little bit of research about the upcoming movies and stuff, and I almost had to get like the big board out in the red street and like just try to like bring it all together, and it was crazy times.
Wow.
Crazy times. So that is no longer connected to the mainstream universe, but that's not to say that the Flash movie, which is still upcoming and is set to come out at the end of 2022 now, I believe. So the Batman is March 2022, and the Flash, as of right now, is scheduled for like November 2022.
Yeah, okay.
Right. By the time this podcast comes out, could have been cancelled. Who the fuck knows? Could have been delayed.
Everything's possible. Anything's with that possible. Movie.
They're probably going to have a new director.
Yep.
Who knows? But yeah, so that will kind of, like, they're still running with Flashpoint, right? So that could really help to shape how everything seem like is going forward.
What do you think is going to be the outcome of Flashpoint? Like, let's speculate a little bit, because do you think they're going to collapse all these universes into one?
Yeah, see, that's maybe. That's the thing. Like, because I don't know if it's... Man, it's difficult because nothing has actually ever come out, I don't believe, that says that the heroes that we have currently are the ones on what would be our Earth.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think there's anything that's come out to necessarily say that, unless Flashpoint does when it comes out. But I think you're right. I think they're basically going to go, oh, we're going to have a multiverse until we don't. And then it's going to reset everything into a single universe. And some of the characters from some of the other Earths will be pulled into that to be that.
Yeah, because I wonder what the rules are about that. Because, you know, if Ben Affleck sticks around, because, you know, there's rumors that he's going on a HBO show now.
Yeah, who knows, man? And like, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it be... Okay, here's the thing. What if the universes collapse and it's that Batman, Batfleck, showing Robert Pattinson how to become a better Batman? I could be down with that.
Yeah, look, everyone would be down with it, but I can't see, like, 45-year-old Ben Affleck sticking around for such a, like, a... like an action-centric part for like so many years. Like, this is a guy that likes his takeaway food. He likes his cigars.
He loves a durry.
He loves a durry. loves a night at the Cass. You know what I mean? Having a punt.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't see him committing to a character that has pretty much given him nothing but grief since the time he kind of donned the cowl, if you will.
I am going to go with a positive tone and say he's been given a new lease on life with the Snyder Cut, because that, it almost seems to have done that to a lot of the cast for this movie.
Ray Fisher
excluded. that guy is fucking gone.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because I would have loved to seen him just at least build the cosmic treadmill for Barry.
Yeah.
To make Flashpoint happen.
Look, it's not... It's,
or turn into the fucking thing.
Yeah. Look, it's he just turns into a treadmill.
And his head's right at the end. He's like, run, Barry.
he just starts playing podcasts out of his mouth. And he just starts, it's like a TED Talk. Yeah, none of that's going to happen, is it?
You don't know.
Not now.
You don't
Probably
know.
Probably not now. Look, and good on Ray Fisher for doubling down and going, you know what, I don't really give a fuck. I'm going to say my piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what I'm saying's happened. I'm not happy with any of it. I'm owed an apology. Give it to me or don't. That's basically it, I guess. As far as the future of Ben Affleck, yeah, I don't have such a positive outlook for that. He's only scheduled to be what you would classify as like a cameo role for Flashpoint.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From what I've read, whereas Michael Keaton, who still hasn't been, like, he hasn't been confirmed. So he's come out and said, yeah, like, it's possibly happening, but it really depends on, like, scheduling.
What has Michael Keaton got going on?
Mate, let me tell you.
What's he doing, making another McDonald's movie?
He's making Birdman 2.
Actually, to be honest, he could be doing something Spider-Man related.
He could be doing something Spider-Man related. Michael Keaton's had a comeback. He's had a renaissance.
Has he?
Or did he ever disappear? Maybe I haven't seen enough Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
films.
Maybe not.
But he's certainly, like, you know, when you're looking at Spider-Man Homecoming and then you look at Birdman and you look at the other one he did about the newspaper that was an Oscar winner.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
He did The Founder.
He did The Founder about McDonald's.
He's killing it.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Michael Keaton podcast, where we know absolutely nothing about Michael Keaton's career.
Name one bad movie he's been in, though.
Name one bad movie.
Yeah, you can't. It's impossible.
Yes, I can. No, shut up. That one, what was that stupid race car movie that came out around the same time as the Fast and Furious movies were coming out, and it starred Jesse from Breaking Bad? Need for Speed. That was fucking
was
terrible.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There you go. Take that.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me good.
And the American or something, whatever it's called. There's like something. It's like the American or the Assassinator or something.
The
American Assassin. There you go. No, it's American Assassin. I got there in the end. He was in that as well, okay. Which was painfully average.
Yeah.
So,
what do you see for his role in that movie?
Well, apparently that's a much more substantial role.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's actually supposed to be a proper role. So I would see him maybe they would do it as the, you know, if they're going to do Flashpoint as it's supposed to be done, maybe he's like the Thomas Wayne
of that world. Yeah.
Perhaps.
That'd be interesting.
Or like they're bringing multiverse Batman in and he's just an old ass Batman from whatever Earth Batman 89 was set on.
Yeah. I'll be down for that. I just want to. I want a Batverse movie now. You know, Spider-Verse? Give me a Batverse.
Give me a Batverse, but a live-action one.
I want to see all the plot holes that make all these Batman live from every situation.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's that,
okay.
I guess. So, what I think a lot of these movies come down to going forward is what happens when Flashpoint comes out,
yeah,
or The Flash. So, I think that's really going to determine, you know, who's actually on what Earth and where and whatnot.
I don't think it's going to flatten the multiverse.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to make it so we have loopholes to say, oh, we had to jump into that universe and grab this character for this reason. And
what is this, the Flash CW show?
It could be. And you know how I think they're going to – how I think they're probably going to do that?
What?
Is through boom tubes.
Boom tubes.
Yeah.
Boob tubes.
Boob tubes.
Everyone's going to be wearing boob tubes.
Crop tops everywhere.
So they're going to create their own version of a boob tube.
Yeah.
Boom tube?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. Interesting.
Because that is just an easy plot device. And I feel like that's half being explained how they get around the multiverse already.
Yeah, fair. Certainly how, you know, Steppenwolf gets around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he gets around.
He gets around.
He bloody well does.
He needs to get checked, if you know what I mean.
He does. But the next movie that's coming out, and the one that I'm probably the most excited for, is The Suicide Squad, which you seem very quiet about all of a sudden.
No, it's, I'm about to fight you. No, I'm surprised you're so excited for it.
Because it's not the original one, which was terrible. It's got James Gunn attached. And we know if anybody can take a bunch of, like, completely unknown characters and make them something special, it's James Gunn, right? We know that. Because you didn't know who Guardians of the Galaxy was.
And
I'm not talking about you necessarily, but I'm just talking to the people out there.
None of you knew
who the Guardians of the Galaxy were. You were like, oh, no, I was deep in fucking Guardians lore in the comics. No, you fucking weren't. No one was. As someone who actually reads comics, I had no idea who they were, really.
Who are they? Yeah. They sound fake.
Anyway, so my point is, James Gunn can certainly make that happen. It's rated R. That's good. It looks good. The two trailers that have come out are good. The Red Band trailer. The theatrical trailer is actually better than the Red Band trailer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of good stuff. Margot Robbie's back as Harley Quinn.
Oh.
Who doesn't want that for the 17th time?
Yeah, that's my number one favorite thing.
Idris Elba's in it, but he's using a British accent for once in his life.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Absolutely. Look, I'm pretty excited to see where this movie goes because this would be a good indication of, like, how is does this connect to the previous movie?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
From all reports, it's a soft reboot, right? So I think they're basically going, hey, remember that Suicide Squad that came out and won an Oscar for best hair and makeup, even though Star Trek Beyond was out the same year and was much better? That movie doesn't exist anymore. You know how all of you are doing hashtag release the Aya cut?
Oh,
no one's doing it.
Yeah.
So, okay, as a self-professed Snyder Cut supporter, in yourself, do you want to see that air cut?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
But are you going to throw your hefty weight behind the release the air cut hashtag?
Absolutely not.
You'll post it on your socials?
Yeah, I'm going to make it my name on social media now, actually. Look, no, to be honest.
There are nerds that do that.
Yeah, fucking just take a good hard look at yourself, mate. If you're one of those people, just look in the mirror
and go.
Just like press pause right now, or maybe just listen to what I'm about to say. Look in the mirror and just go, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
If I get so emotionally angry about this stuff that it affects me and the people around me,
yeah,
I'm probably a fuckhead.
That's a good chance.
Yeah. Fix yourself.
Yeah, fix yourself. Take that advice. Okay, so you want to see the Aya cut.
Yeah.
And look, I get the whole why not if it exists.
Yeah.
But I can't get behind.
Don't waste. Oh, you know, actually waste money on it.
No, see, here's the thing.
Give people jobs in this fucking shitty time.
Look, this is a sure, that's a thing. That's a positive that you could look at. But a negative that you can look at this is that this is kind of like at what point are we kind of bowing down to the pressure of toxic fandom? You know?
Oh, I've never heard that about DC before. Actually, you know I've never heard that about comic book like fandom
but
in
this
my
is,
life.
This is my point. Like, at what point can we not just, like, let sleeping dogs lie, but we're kind of like, oh, there's a small vocal group of people on the internet that are outraged and they're calling us all pussies and whatnot. We better – they're hashtagging now.
Yeah.
13 of them turned up to fucking Warner Brothers Studios.
And look what happened there.
And, you know, and they make it happen. So, at what point does it become, you know
– okay, that's a good point because it's kind of like – look at it two ways. That fandom is, like, pieces of shit. But what if it actually turned out to make everything better?
Fine. But at the end of the day, you're still rewarding people for being toxic on the internet. Yeah. Aren't you? These are the same people that, you know, effectively, and I'm not saying the Restore the Snyderverse or the Release the Snyder Cut people are exactly the same. But, you know, these are like some of the same people that have effectively bullied stars off social media because, you know, they weren't happy with how the fucking role was played. Or how dare you be a black person playing this character? You know what I mean? Like, there's been some fucking wild shit. And could you imagine if in the same sort of vein as, like, releasing the Snyder Cut, they turned around and recast somebody who got smashed really bad. Kelly Marie Tran, I think her name is, from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Imagine they turn around and recast her because, you know, the fan base jumped up and down and said, she's shit. You know what I mean?
She wasn't shit. The character was shit.
Either way.
Yeah.
That's
but
fine.
I know what you mean.
But you're exactly right. The character was shit, but she got bullied off social media because apparently it's her fucking fault. You know, which is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Which is my point is kind of like, you know, at what point does toxic fandom sort of get away with whatever they want?
All the time, by
all the time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing I've learned in life. Hey, kids. If you just throw a tantrum, you get what you fucking want.
Here's what you do. You get on the internet.
Yeah.
You change your name to whatever hashtag you want it to be. And you just start fucking bullying people till you
get
what you want.
Just keep doing it.
You do it.
Do it now.
Do it now. Get on there.
I want you to wake up tomorrow with a heart full of hate.
Heart full of hate.
And you go out there and you get them, champ.
And a fingers full of tweets.
That's it.
And get out there and just start calling people pussies. God, we haven't even touched on, like, the future of the movies yet, really, have we? Black Adam's coming.
Is it
a release date?
I don't know.
July 2022.
Actually, I'm pretty keen to see where this goes. I think this is just going to be The Rock being The Rock, and it's going to rock.
Yeah, maybe. Here's my problem, like, and, you know, yeah, I'm the problem guy, right? Shut up. Here's my problem.
Oh, I see a problem, all right.
When you look at the actors that they've kind of, like, hired for the roles that they're putting in this movie, none of them are great.
No.
Are they?
No. Just all buff dudes and hot chicks.
Like, not even Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate.
Actually, I am very excited for that.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, Pierce Brosnan, man.
Yeah.
He's the best of them.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
all I'm excited about.
You know, you've got some relatively unknowns. Pretty sure one of them's like a fucking TikTok star or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of what we're looking at. And are we going to get that sort of quality is kind of my point.
Probably.
Like, when you put a TikTok star in your movie.
It is The Rock, and this will be a hugely successful movie.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's gonna happen anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's gonna make $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because The Rock, anything The Rock touches turns to gold. He should have been called The Gold.
That's a good
point.
You
know what I mean?
Or Midas.
No, The Gold.
The Gold.
Goldberg. Yeah. You should have taken Goldberg's name. yeah. Because honestly, that man can do no wrong. Anything he puts his name to is like, oh, we just did the fucking fastest selling thing in history of whatever. Because I put my name on something.
Yeah. I'm surprised the DCU hasn't tried to get him in sooner just for that reason. Like, you would bank on this guy and at least do something to, you know, have something happen. Like, you know, maybe these mother boxes awaken him again or something.
Someone made the comment on social media, and I can't remember who it was, so I can't credit them, unfortunately. So, it's my idea. Is that this movie... As far as Black Adam goes, would have been canned years ago if it wasn't for The Rock. Like, if The Rock wasn't the guy that was attached to it, there is no way this movie would still be getting
made. Totally.
With the way Warner Brothers is right now, there's no way they would be making Black Adam if The Rock wasn't attached.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's the power of The Rock, you guys. So maybe they should just, maybe they should just let him fucking run with it.
I think so.
Just dip his hands into everything.
Yeah.
So Shazam Fury of the Gods is also set to come out late or early 2023, right? That's one of the ones that's like slated to come out. It's got an early 2023 release date. And that's definitely going to happen. There's no way that doesn't happen because obviously we know how the characters Shazam and Black Adam interact, the adversaries. So because of The Rock being who The Rock is, he's basically holding up two franchises.
Absolutely.
Not holding it up in a bad way. I mean, holding it on his shoulders aloft. Yeah, Shazam and Black Adam.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. It's I wonder if they will kind of sneak in a Superman, like, second movie with that. Because the whole Superman versus Black Adam is a really good showdown and really doesn't need the assistance of Shazam.
Yeah. Well, they don't really know. Like, there's been no talk about what's happening with Henry Cavill.
Which kills me, man.
Nobody knows what's happening with Henry Cavill. Is he still Superman? Don't know. Is there a Man of Steel 2 coming? Don't know. What we do know is that there is a Black Superman movie coming at some point.
Is there really?
Yeah. And not the Idris Elba from Hobbs and Shaw Black Superman.
Oh, okay.
Not that one. Like a genuine like Black Superman.
That's cool.
And created by someone and someone. I'm so sorry, I've forgotten everyone's names. I know the writer is like Ta-Nehisi Coates, who did he had a run on Black Panther on the actual comic, is a writer himself as well. So he will be scripting it. Can't remember who's set to direct. None of that matters. This is the whole thing that Michael B. Jordan, that like everybody's kind of going, is he going to be attached to it? Because that's what people have been talking about
That'd be pretty amazing.
And that would be pretty cool. But where does that fit into this whole thing?
Yeah.
You know, is that the new Superman going forward? Is it like something that they're doing from a multiverse standpoint again? Is it a completely standalone, you know, a completely standalone sort of thing? How does that work in with anything else?
Could it be one of the pods that were open in Superman's ship?
Yep.
That would be cool too.
Yep. Just another guy.
Just another dude.
And he's also called Clark Kent.
Yeah.
He also grew up in Smallville, but on the other side of Smallville.
Yeah.
He's from West Smallville, and the other guy, Henry Cavill's from East Smallville.
It would be interesting if like they go down that route and like kind of reinvent like Superboy.
Yeah.
And make him like the Superboy, because that'd be really cool if he was a younger version.
Well, Superboy's like a clone though, right?
Yeah, I know. But like, so, if you reinvent that character and like they pen him as Superboy.
Yeah. Well, there have been like Black Superman characters in the comics. So there's no reason why you couldn't just play on like one of those storylines anyway, especially if you're going to do it as this is bloody multiverse 2 Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's going to team up with Robert Pattinson's Batman.
I'll be down for that, actually.
Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, who's probably from a different Earth as well.
Yeah.
We don't even know where he's from.
We'll see.
A couple of movies got canned, my friend.
Yeah.
So let's talk about New Gods.
Fucking Dead. What?
Gord.
That's Old because Gods. I'm going to make a prediction here.
Yep.
A Darkseid movie is going to come out.
That's what you think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who's making that?
Oh, God, I don't know. But I think that's what's going to happen.
But do you say, okay, that's fine. How is that going to be? Do you think that's going to be related to anything that we've just gotten, though? Or do you think they're going to completely just, they've gone, all right, Zach, you had your movie, you've done your thing now, pal. Time to go.
No, I think, honestly, between you and me, because no one else is listening to this, right?
We've got zero listeners.
Zero listeners. I think they're going to do the trilogy for that Justice League, and I think the last one will be War for Apocalypse.
Hmm.
And it'll be a very Darkseid focused movie.
Hmm. So you don't think they'll play into like the nightmare sequence or anything?
I think they'll be the second movie. So,
oh my god, you really think this is going to happen as a trilogy?
Yeah, 100% I do. So I reckon the nightmare sequence will be the second, and the Flash going back is the connecting tissue to the Batman vs Superman scene.
So you're saying that after all this that's happened and everything that's gone down, they're still going to push forward with Zack Snyder's vision?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't. I definitely don't. I think this is it. I think he's had his day in the sun, as Kevin Costner's fucking thing would say, or Russell Crowe, whoever it was from that, you know, you'll stand in the sun or whatever that line was from Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Really good at remembering movie lines, by the way.
You're amazing.
But I think that's it. Mm. I think it's over. And I think they're going to push forward with something else. I don't disagree necessarily that they might do a Darkseid movie. As long as the soundtrack is Mr. Brightside, as long as it's banging, just nothing but the Killers, I'll be down for it. But I can't see them pushing through with Zack Snyder's vision anymore. I think they're gonna really try to go down a different route.
Yeah,
some with a bit of color, you know, a bit of fun times, but not too fun.
Not too fun.
Not Joss Whedon fun.
Because
we've seen not that type of fun. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
Not the bad kind. I just meant the bad kind, and that's what you get with Justice League, the theatrical version. A couple of other things, I guess, very quickly we can talk about is that Wonder Woman 3 is coming.
God, fucking just don't make it like anything like number 2.
God, they really have to do something to retcon that.
You know what they really need to do? And I don't care. At me, everyone. They need to give that movie the Zack Snyder and say...
Oh, come on now.
No, for real. Come for real, now. Man. Because the way that he made Wonder Woman in Justice League was... fucking unreal. Like, it is absolute chalk and cheese, that version of Wonder Woman in that movie compared to Wonder Woman 1984 making fucking wishes like a little girl.
Yeah, but that not everything has to be like so fucking gray and dark and hopeless and throwing dudes against the wall smashing their skulls
and
whatnot.
That, though. It needs that. It doesn't need to look like super, super gritty, but... it doesn't need to be, I'm going to wish my boyfriend into existence.
Well, that's not great either. But if we can get...
we need a happy medium.
The happy medium is the original Wonder Woman movie, which had, you know, Patty Jenkins at the helm and Zack Snyder as a producer.
Okay. I'll take that.
So that's fine. And we all agree that that's a good movie in the grand scheme of things.
It's still one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, you know, that's fine. Wonder Woman 84 is... not good.
Not good at all.
I am not sitting through 2 hours of fucking some sort of singing woman doing some sort of screaming shit every time Wonder Woman comes on screen. Yeah, that's Zack Snyder's vision.
That was so fucking bad, that part.
So I'm not having any of that. Aquaman 2 is coming December 2022. That's still a thing.
Oh, boy.
It's happening. The Trench isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Which is... probably for the best.
I don't know what was going to happen with that.
Yeah,
movie,
exactly. Oh, it's pretty dark down here.
Oop.
Oh, fuck, there's some scary shit.
Oh, I've never had a movie about going deep into the sea and there being things in there.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is original.
Wow. You reckon we'll get out?
All from that one scene.
Yeah, I know.
They fucking... Because this is the thing. Everyone went crazy for it on the internet. And they're like, oh, fuck, we could make a movie out of this.
You reckon there's money there?
And then they started to make the movie and they're like, oh, we can't do this.
Yeah, no way.
There's no way we can do a 2-hour movie. Goddamn fans on the internet. So the other Batman thing is there's the HBO Max series coming. And I don't know if that's supposed to be Robert Pattinson's Batman then going to the HBO Max series or something else happening. And that's where... this whole Ben Affleck talk of going to the HBO Max series is. Either way.
Yeah, it's interesting because we're going to have like 3 active Batmans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. Take your choice.
Who do you want? Who's your main Batman? Blue Beetle, that was announced earlier this year. Man of Steel 2. Never going to happen, pal.
Nah, sorry, guys. Look, just our most successful character and the most powerful character, the character people love the most.
Too powerful, by the way.
Yeah. Ain't getting the movie. Maybe that's the problem.
You know what? You know what? I'm watching. I was going to say Lois and Clark. What's it actually called?
Superman and Lois.
Yeah,
which is good. I've watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, so I'm like up to date so far, and it is good. Except the thing that, well, I don't know if I can really say it without kind of being a spoiler. How many have you seen?
I think two.
No, maybe I can't.
Just say it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look. Basically, there seems to be a whole bunch of superpowered people that are around for whatever reason. Not going to say why. Doesn't matter.
It has to be a meteor shower.
Well,
they are in Smallville.
Not saying. But it's kind of like the only way you can kind of like beat Superman is to be Superman. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that kind of seems to be the thing that's happening. It's like every single character that he goes up against has Superman-like powers.
Mm.
And that's kind of the only way you can beat Superman. You know what I mean? Like when he can come in and fuck up, you know, Steppenwolf.
Oh, in 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds when the entire rest of the Justice League, which includes bloody Wonder Woman, has struggled the entire time. You're kind of like, oh, well, we fucked it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We made him too powerful. And I think that's a problem with Superman as a character. So
in this current universe, yeah, 100%. Like,
what do you do with that going forward?
Yeah.
So I reached out to the people, Cade.
All right.
And I asked them if they had any burning questions in relation to the future of the DCU, did we decide to call it?
Yeah, the DCU.
The Detective Comics universe.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple. So we'll go through a few and won't necessarily get through all of them. But Jason has said, are they ever going to have some continuity in regards to cast, et cetera, or is everything just going to get rebooted every 5 years? He says, this is why the MCU wins, outside of a few changes, big changes if you count the Hulk. So what do you think? Are they actually going to settle down at some point and get some continuity with the characters? Because it doesn't seem like they are necessarily.
And you know, I don't think they need to have that. I'm quite happy living in a world where I get, you know, 3 Batman movies a year.
Yeah.
They don't all need to be the same Batman.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
I
think it gets confusing, though.
It can get confusing to the average watcher, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, each to their own. It wouldn't bother me too much.
Yeah.
But, fuck, it would make it a whole lot easier for everyone if it was like, that's your Batman, that's your Wonder Woman.
Which is what they tried to do initially.
Yeah.
They just kind of tried to like, rush it a little too quickly. Like, realistically, like, in a 2-hour Justice League movie, they're trying to introduce characters as well as get a team together, as well as fight a big bad guy. And it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is why you needed at least 4 hours to make
exactly,
that movie.
Exactly.
And Michael says, hey, why did Zack Snyder not think of the big picture instead of his little wank project? Harsh.
Wow.
But fair.
Well, no, he did obviously have a big picture.
He did have a big picture, but
his picture was too big. He didn't have enough canvas for his picture.
Basically, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he was thinking way too far in advance prior to, like, actually nailing down what was happening at the time. Like, we're talking about a guy who planned for 3 Justice League movies before he had even really done Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, come on, pal. Mm. Slow down.
And
worry about what's in front of you.
Well, the thing with Zack Snyder, too, is that he's so intricate with everything, like the details that he's putting into a film.
Yeah.
I watched a video essay just recently on Justice League, and they said, like, one of the things that he does is, in that movie, is, like, he humanizes Wonder Woman to a point where Alfred teaches her how to make tea.
Yeah.
And
do we need that scene?
No, but the thing is, like, you don't need that scene, but what it does is it shows that Wonder Woman, this, you know, super fearless leader,
yeah,
takes help from an ordinary person over the simplest of tasks.
Right.
And, you know, really brings her down to a human level.
Mm. And or
it's just some tea, mate.
Is Alfred just mansplaining how to make tea her?
Yeah, maybe in this world.
You know what I mean? Like, she's 5,000 years old, dude. You think she doesn't know how to make fucking tea? Shut up, Alfred. You're 62.
Yeah, she didn't, though.
Get out of here. To be fair, she didn't.
Yeah.
But just not the way that Alfred likes his tea. Not everybody likes tea the way Alfred likes tea. All right?
How do you know?
Some of it's just like a fucking tea bag.
Wow.
Just dumped
in
there.
I'll give you a tea bag.
I walked into that one, didn't I? You can't say tea bag. without shit getting sexual. Look, Rachel, our very own Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
From this very podcast has said, will Suicide Squad 2.0 be an Oscar winner like its predecessor?
Possibly.
Hey, why not? Anything's possible.
No. The thing is, it genuinely could be because there's not a lot of fucking movies getting released.
Yeah, if you have a look at the Oscar contenders,
yeah, there's not a lot.
Best Picture, they're scraping the barrel. Absolutely. With some of them because...
They usually are, but...
Yeah, that's fair. But, really scraping the barrel. Mm. They're pulling I think they're pulling, multiple candidates from the same movie and shit.
Wow.
You know, for, actress, actor... Bloody supporting actor, all that Jeez. Sort of stuff. So, yes? Is that the answer to the question?
Yes, it is.
Quite possibly, and probably for something better than Best Hair and Makeup, which is still wild to me. Seems to be the biggest question, I guess, is, and this is from Warren, do we need continuity in the DCEU? He's a massive DC fan, and he only wants a good movie from them. Man of Steel, Wonder Woman is where he has it at the moment. Does everything need to be dark and gritty as well? So do we need continuity? Yes. I feel like we do. But I don't mind these kind of little outlier movies.
Mm.
That's fine. Like having the Joker, but, you know, right off the bat saying, hey, this movie has fucking got nothing to do with the main
thing.
You know, that's fine. As long as you're doing that and setting that precedent. But, yeah, does everything need to be dark and gritty?
I think that's... more so a personal preference.
Yeah.
Personally, I love that the DC movies are dark and gritty because for me, that's a really good point of difference from the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because if they were just like the Marvel movies, we're just getting more Marvel movies just with different characters.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I know it's not for everyone, but I love the fact that the DCEU are a lot more... I guess realistic in the sense that Superman killed someone in his first fucking outing in the universe.
Yeah.
Batman uses guns because
he's old.
He's old and it's a fucking more real world approach to it all.
Yeah.
You know, Wonder Woman is lethal as fuck.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care. She's like an Amazon warrior.
Yeah. She's all about war.
And Aquaman is an edgy teen.
He's an edgy teen. Look, I think I would argue that it's not all dark and gritty. Because when you look at movies like Aquaman and we look at movies like Shazam, Birds of Prey, all of these sorts of things, there are definitely movies out there and the upcoming Suicide Squad absolutely fits the bill. It's not necessarily all dark and gritty. Yes, it's more mature, if you want to call it that. And probably if we keep following, if Zack Snyder keeps making his movies while all these other movies are being made around him, yeah, you're going to get that tone pretty much the whole way through.
Mm.
He has a fucking thing and it is just, you know, muted color.
It's saturation turned down to -20.
Yeah, basically. And it is. It's a dark, dank, gritty, somber tone and everybody's Jesus. But when you're looking at some of these other movies, they have brought those elements of you know, color and fun and, you know, that sort of thing. Like fucking Aquaman, as much as I hated it, had a bloody octopus playing the drums.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's not that dark and gritty, is it? And Shazam was obviously quite fun and stuff. So I think, you know, there's definitely a balance. It's not all there. We'll do one more.
All right.
One more, no more. This is from Ken. Do you guys think that the Zack Snyder's Justice League showcasing more of Ben Affleck's Batman just took all of the momentum away from the Batman that the Batman had going for it? Do people care about Pattinson's Batman or do we want more of Affleck's Batman?
To be honest, I think the world has forgotten about Pattinson.
Not
at
me.
The moment. No, not you. Not super diehards, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm a diehard Pattinson fan.
You are, man. You got, the lighthouse poster right there.
It's only because I love Willem Dafoe so much.
Yeah, that's fair. He's brilliant.
He is brilliant.
No, but I think the general public have kind of gone, and that's just out of memory. You know, the last year and a bit has been pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And this movie just had extremely unfortunate timing. Robert Pattinson actually caught COVID-19.
Yeah, it's been shut down a couple of times. Yeah. Production's been shut down. It's finally finished.
And
so it's coming.
Yeah, it is coming. And like the hype was real when it was coming.
Remember when that first trailer came out?
Oh man,
everyone's like Batfleck, who?
Yeah,
give me Pattinson.
Man, so amazing! Like even that test footage got people amped up.
Yeah,
who cares that it looked like Daredevil? But
whatever,
each to their own.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah,
it's like Daredevil's fucking Marvel's Batman or something. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Get out of here!
Yeah, piss off, mate. But yeah, I think once another trailer comes out, that is just going to be like, oh fuck, I forgot that was coming.
I think now's the time to probably push another trailer.
Yeah, 100%.
To kind of remind people that, hey, this is what's happening right now. I know you're fucking high on that Justice League juice, but mate, we've still got this thing coming and it's going to be fucking great, probably. Who knows? But yeah, I think Ken's right in the sense, I think that it has taken away some of the shine, for sure.
Absolutely. But I think the whole world has taken the shine away.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's just, like you said, it's unfortunate timing with everything that's going on. And like there are movies that are coming out soon that, you know, you're kind of forgetting, like Black Widow. Like, that's a movie that's out in a couple of months, and it's kind of like, fuck, that's still happening? Because you've just kind of like, because of everything that's happened during like COVID and stuff like that, it's been kind of, I don't know, so much has happened, you kind of lose track of who's doing what and what's doing where, and there's been movies pushed back here and there. And
Disney Plus releasing series left, right, and center.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, I do think that is a thing. And yeah, who doesn't want more Batfleck? Honestly.
Yeah.
I do, for sure. I just don't think we're going to get it. Aside from the cameo that we get in The Flash, I think that's it. I think he's done.
Time will tell.
Hey, and you know what else time will tell? That we'll be back next week with an excellent segue, a much better segue than that.
You're the best at segues.
Thanks, mate. We will be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your goddamn podcasts. You can also join the Facebook listener community, which is on Facebook. Just search Comic Confidential listener community. It's in there. You can also email it. I'm just waiting for like Cade to jump in. He's just like, he's just looking at me. He's like, nah, you got this, pal.
This is all you, buddy.
This is all you. We have email, comicconpod@gmail.com. We've got the CC Radio Network, which has other shows on it, like the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast, and Believe
That.
That. Believe That. yeah. That's all the thing.
Season 11?
Season 11.
Yeah, dropping soon. Yeah.
What do you got coming? What's happening? What stories you got for us?
Lots of spooky shit. Yeah.
Do you have any demon ones?
Season 11 is
it's the demon season.
Demon season.
It's a, yeah, it's like American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Each season's like a different thing.
Don't get me started on American Horror Story. I love that shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you should watch the most recent season. Really good.
What was that one?
Based in Vol Years, 1984.
Oh, my favorite year.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Yeah. Well, Wonder Woman was based in
that. Yeah, that's when Wonder Woman came out.
That movie was so much fucking shitter than American Horror Story. But that's a story for another day.
Do they actually make it seem like it's 1984?
Yeah, they do a really good job.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is everyone just in a mall? We're speaking about this.
No, they're at a camp.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Yeah, classic.
Sleepaway camp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, that's it. Thanks for listening. Oh, now you jump in. Now you jump in when we're all done. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Cade.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.